Oh, what are you doing? What does that do?
Hey, everybody. Here we are once again.
I'm sitting here commenting about Pookie.
Yeah, she's funny, man.
You walk around, Pookie fucking watches you. She's like, what are you doing? What?
Huh? Yeah, she's always like super involved. Yeah. Like, even if it's something that she's seen you do like a million times before. Yeah. It's like she's always like walking. She's just like.
Like, what was that?
What are you up to?
Yeah.
What is that you're doing?
You hit the light switch and she's like, whoa. You see that? Yeah,
she's I made a clicky noise.
Yeah,
it's a trip. It's very funny. I was like, ask her because she was just right out there, and I was like, why don't you come and stick your butt in the camera for old time's sake? I don't think she's done that for a little while.
The front door.
She's so crazy.
Yeah.
So hopefully you guys enjoyed that very long, live stream that we did last night.
Yeah, I got fucking loaded at the end of it.
You did, yeah. You're like, wow.
Like, what now?
I was pretty fucked up too. I gotta say,
I really couldn't keep. Keep track of what the topic was.
I don't even know. It's like I'm kind of like afraid to go back and listen to it because I'm like, we probably only talked about the topic for like 20 minutes out of like 3 hours and 45 minutes.
You kind of kept repeating yourself.
I don't remember repeating myself, but you know what I mean, because I did have lists and I was kind of going down there through that for similar to one another, so maybe that's what it was. But yeah it's
funny.
It was pretty
people
funny.
Seem to enjoy it though.
Yeah, well, we do get kind of like funnier, like the sloppier we get, probably.
Look at Pookie looking herself in the mirror down there.
Like, oh, is she really?
Well,
say we were just that was one thing I do remember we were talking about last night about animals identifying themselves in mirrors. Oh, she is looking in the mirror. We had a mirror like hanging up back there, and now it's like over there on the ground, like at Pookie level, and she's in there looking at it, going, "Huh, look at I'm a little bitty gray kitty."
Deborah and Bee's Nest are in. They're saying it was a great show last night.
That's good. Like I said, I don't really remember.
I remember showing pictures and shit.
That's right. I forgot.
Showing pictures of me on the motorcycle.
I forgot about that.
Big titty porn star girls. Just all kinds of fucking weird shit.
It was quite a wild ride, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It always is around here. So yeah, unfortunately today, I was amazingly not hungover this morning at all. And I'm not really sure how that happened. I think because I took aspirin before I went to sleep. That's the secret. But we just wanted to do kind of a brief live stream today to do kind of like a matinee because we hadn't done one of those in a while. Today we're going to be talking about a new Shudder original horror movie, and it is called The Beach House. Now, interestingly, there is another movie that came out, I guess, in 2018 or 2019 that is also called The Beach House, or just Beach House, which is like a romantic comedy. But that is not this one. This is a different one.
Listen to what fucking Mr. Owl said.
Mr.
He says,
Owl.
Good to see y'all. I've assembled the League of Extraordinary Assholios. Only thing missing is Thomas. Fucking right.
The League of Extraordinary.
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
You definitely do need to be in that. The Extraordinary Asshole group. But yeah, I want to do a live stream tomorrow too, because I just, like half an hour ago, literally, I just finished watching season 3 of Dark. And like I said, I watched the whole series like over the past week, like from 1 to 3. So I need to talk to somebody about all of the shit that happened. And although I'll probably watch like a few videos prior to tomorrow, like to see, because I don't know if I need it explained, but there were some like threads that I'm not sure if they were resolved, and I have to go back and like see where shit got picked up.
If it's got to be explained to you, I wouldn't fucking understand it. Not a bit.
It didn't need to be explained to me. Like, right. I got it. I was just like, some of the thing about that show is that I feel like the more I watch it, because you need to watch it a couple times, like to make sure, because every single detail and every single thing that somebody says, it like comes back into play later. Like, nothing is really like meaningless. Okay. So that's kind of all I'm saying. It was just like little details that I probably missed out on because it's like a really complicated like storyline. And it was just funny because it was already confusing and complicated like in 1 and 2. And then 3 was like, hold my beer. You know what I mean? It was kind of like that type of thing where they just like went totally out the window, but it was like really, really good. And I really liked the way they resolved it. So this movie here, this is actually a debut feature by somebody. I think his name is Jeffrey A. Brown. So this is his directorial debut, as far as I can determine. This is kind of like, I guess you'd call it, it's sort of quasi environmental horror, but also had a little bit of a Lovecraftian kind of vibe to it, I thought. Did you find that?
Yeah. It was kind of like a Lovecraft, you know, kind of like fucking sea monsters from the sea.
Yeah, or like Color Out of Space, because it was kind of like
that too,
I mean, it wasn't like as wacky as that, but it was like a similar kind of thing where like something in the environment that was maybe some kind of, I don't know if it was necessarily an alien microbe or something like that, but it, or something that came from the sea that had not been identified or something. I think that was kind of what we were going for.
Somebody was bagging on Color Out of Space the other day.
What, the movie?
Yeah.
Saying
that Mandy worked, but Color Out of Space didn't work. I think it did. I mean, I think they're just trying to shit on that director because, you know, he had such a problem on, you know, on his last movie on, what was it, Island of Dr. Moreau.
Yeah.
I think he got blacklisted from Hollywood. So
see, I didn't even see that movie. So I mean, I heard it was terrible, but I don't think
it was just a movie of its time.
Yeah.
It was just a movie of its time. It had Fairuza Balkan it being cute as shit as a cat girl. That's all that mattered.
Well, okay.
And then it had just like weird, freaky people in costumes and bestioid human, fucking human animal hybrids all in orgies and shit, and fucking had an uprising against Dr. Moreau. I thought it was kind of interesting, but it was a movie of its time. You know,
I mean, I'll probably have to see it one of these days because, like I said, I don't really like to like
it. Wasn't as bad as they said it was, but that original director who did Color Out of Space, he didn't finish it, he got kicked off.
Yeah,
and they put somebody else on there who evidently kind of fucked it up even worse. I don't know, that's just the story. You know how Hollywood is, man, they're a bunch of bitches. They're going to talk shit about each other. But for some reason, he kind of had like a mental breakdown or something on the, you know, during the production. I think it was just too much for him. Couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what I heard. And then like he just kind of retired from
it. He kind of retired. Yeah.
But, you know, well, I mean, it's fair enough if people didn't like Color Out of Space for whatever reason. It's like, I'm not one of those people that's just like, oh, if you didn't like this movie, then there's something the matter with you because everybody's opinions are different. I thought it was really cool.
I thought it was cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I liked both. I liked Mandy probably a little bit better, but I mean, they're kind of two different movies.
Yeah.
So it's like hard to compare them.
Right.
But as far as Lovecraftian movies go, like I said, this one kind of had a little bit of Color Out of Space vibe to it, or like a Lovecraftian. I don't know if I'd necessarily call it Lovecraftian horror because it's not quite as cosmic or quite as over the top, but it did have like aspects of that. So the story of it is there's like, there's a couple, they're like college students, I guess, or like older college students, Emily and Randall. Now they go to this beach house, which I guess is on the Hamptons. Did they even say? I think it's on the Hamptons somewhere. But it's like out, but it's out of season. It's like, you know, it's too early in the season for anyone else to be in the other beach houses. So they decide to go on this vacation at Randall's dad's beach house. Now the dumb thing is that Randall doesn't get along with his dad, so he neglected to tell his dad that him and his girlfriend were going to be staying at the beach house. So consequently, when they get to the beach house, you know, they go upstairs, they fuck, they do all this stuff. But then they find out that another couple, an older couple, is already staying in the beach house, who are friends of Randall's dad and have been staying there for a little while because, like I said, Randall was a dumbass and didn't check. So yeah,
now hold on, before we go any further, let's take it down to the top level.
Okay. Let's take it down to Tom level.
Part of the draw of the movie is that the young couple who goes there, they're pretty much fucking like eye candy for fucking the guys and the girls. The guy's kind of like a young version. I don't know what's his name, Jude Law. Kind of reminds me like a young Jude Law or something.
I don't even remember what he looked like, really.
And,
but,
and the girl's cute.
Yeah.
The girl's cute. So they're kind of like the draw of the movie. And they're also kind of like the main characters, the heroes.
Yeah, this has a very small cast. It's pretty much just these four people.
Yeah.
And one thing that I thought was really well done about this movie is that, as I said, because it's early in the season, all these other beach houses along this stretch of shore are empty. So when they go out to the beach, there's like nobody there. So it's just like all this sand and this water. And it just, the way they shoot it, like gives it a really cool feel of like them being completely isolated, even though it's not like nighttime, it's daytime and everything, but it still looks like they're like these little tiny people in this big kind of, which, like I said, that is kind of what gave me the Lovecraft vibe too.
Yeah.
But so there's a thing going on between like the younger couple, I guess. I don't know if they broke up at some point and then got back together and this is supposed to be like rekindling or something, because it does seem like at this point in their relationship, they're kind of going in different directions because she wants to go to grad school. She's, I think, organic chemistry or something like that. And he's dropped out of college because I guess his parents are rich and he's just like, fuck it. He just wants to lay around and do nothing. So they're kind of like at a crossroads. And then the older couple that are there, whose names are Mitch and Jane, I think Jane is dying. I'm presumably of cancer. I don't think they say what it is. So Mitch has kind of brought her here. Like, this is like their last vacation, like, you know, cause she might not like live till the next summer. And so he wants like her to have like something.
He's sending her off into the fucking force. He makes a jump to hyperspace.
Yeah, I guess so. Fucking, yeah.
Bees Nest is in there yelling Stella from fucking The Tenant.
Yeah. Well, is it?
I think so. Remember that? Stella, that's what the dude yelled.
I thought that was from a different movie.
No, Stella, I think was the original Tenant before Roman Polanski moved in there.
Yeah.
Stella.
Yeah. No? I can't remember. I haven't seen it in a long time. But yeah, so what ends up happening? So the two couples.
I guess what he's talking
about. Yeah. I guess, so the two couples decide, well, they're going to share the house because it's a big house, you know. So they're both going to share the house. So they kind of bond, even though there's like, you know, a large age gap in between them. You know, they're all sitting around drinking and, you know, talking about life and their future and everything. Then they run out of booze. And then Randall's like, hey, guess what? I got a whole bunch of edibles. So they all partake. And then shit starts to get weird.
Yeah, they had some fucking edible weed. Chocolate with weed in it.
Yeah. So at one point, they all start seeing... Yeah, like weird shit starts to happen. Like the atmosphere starts getting very close. Like this kind of fog rolls in, quote unquote. All the trees outside look like they're glowing blue. Like I said, kind of like Colorado space. And then there's like a weird smell. And then other things start to happen where it looks like whatever this thing is that's invading the beach house is an organism of some kind or a whole bunch of organisms. And seems like it's taking over people's bodies.
Yeah. It reminded me a lot of Colorado Space. I don't know how much of it you're going to want to spoil, though. This is a new
movie. That's pretty much as far as I'm going with it. I'm
really
not
going to go with it. Yeah.
Now, I will say, I really, really did like this movie. I thought it was, I mean, it's not like, you know, mind-blowing or anything, but I really liked, you know, the way the atmosphere that they established, like this kind of isolation of this empty beach, this very small cast. They kind of did a good job. I guess you could call it a slow burn in some ways, but they did a good job like building up the characters.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't like boring or anything like that, even though a lot of it, like it took a while, like for the quote unquote horror to start, I guess, but they did a good job building up the characters and the relationships between the characters.
We didn't know what it was, what we were getting into when we watched it. I didn't know if it was going to be a ghost story or what.
Yeah.
Because there was some creepy shit that happened in the beginning before you even deal with monsters and shit.
Yeah.
I was like, well, what is this place fucking haunted or something? What's the deal with it? You'll see. But it was good. It was a good little flick. Was this a Hollywood movie or an independent film?
It was independent.
Yeah.
It was independent. And like I said, this was a directorial debut as far as I know.
I liked it.
And, you know, so it does have like a bunch of horror elements later, but it takes probably till like the third act. And then it gets like more in like a body horror type direction.
Yeah.
Or like a Contagion type of horror.
Kind of like a damn, what you call it, environmental horror.
Yeah.
They never do. Then it's never really explained what it is.
Yeah. They leave a lot of things ambiguous, but I think that's good because as I said, sometimes, you know, that puts you in the same boat as the protagonist because they wouldn't necessarily know it was or what it was going on. They give hints and things, but they don't really.
It has something to do with the sea.
Yeah.
You don't know if it's fucking something about the thermal vents on the bottom of the ocean, or is it alien, or what is it? You know, you don't really know.
It could, it's like they very much leave it that it could have just been some unknown species that came from the thermal vents, or it could be an alien species or something.
Recently, there was another movie like this. It was kind of like a Scandinavian movie. They were all on a boat. Remember that one?
Sea Fever. Yeah, we reviewed that one.
We reviewed it. This was a lot better than Sea Fever.
Yeah, but it was better. A similar theme, similar kind of thing. Though, where you kind of got this these weird like creatures like from the sea. I liked Sea Fever, but I liked this one a lot better, I think. Just because, you know, the one location, the small cast, I mean it's only four people. So you could kind of like focus a lot more on those characters, and I think they did a good job. You know, the girl that played Emily was like a really good actress, and they were very wise, I think, to like focus a lot on like her terror and like what she was going through and stuff. So you really kind of like related to what she was going through and like how scared she was and all that other stuff. So I think they, you know, for a very kind of small scale type of movie, I think they did a really good job with, you know, like I said, and we've said this a million times before, you don't need like zillions of dollars to make a good movie. You don't even need like a super original idea or anything. It's all in the execution. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like, if you have, you know, good actors, you have like good cinematography, you have like a good buildup of tension, you have characters that you care what happens to them and kind of like an interesting story that you want to keep watching, then you don't really need a whole lot of money or a whole lot of special effects or anything like that.
Yeah. It's kind of weird because I liked this one. This wasn't an expensive movie to make.
No, I'm sure it wasn't.
I'm sure it'll make money. I look at this, and then there's another movie that's kind of like it in a way, same kind of theme, kind of Lovecraftian, was Underwater.
Yeah.
And I loved Underwater. Underwater got fucking canned like fucking crazy. People were talking about what a shit that movie was. I fucking liked Underwater a lot.
Yeah, I did too.
It was like Alien 1 or something. And it was expensive. It was an expensive movie to make. And I thought it captured that Alien 1 vibe. And like Prometheus and shit like that.
Yeah.
And it lost its ass, which it's just unjustified. I don't think. I thought that was a great movie.
It's weird because it just seems like you never know.
Never know. Yeah.
What, I mean, even because I've seen movies that I thought were really good and it's like that I thought people would like and people didn't like them and vice versa. Like I've seen movies that I thought were stupid that I thought, oh, no one's going to give a shit about seeing that. But then it made like $1 billion.
I think the reason why they shit on that movie, it was the industry that was shitting on that movie. They were shitting on that movie kind of like the way they were shitting on Alita Battle Angel. I think it didn't give a political message. There was no politics in it. And I think that's why they shat on it. I mean, it had a female heroine that was really good. It had good special effects. It had a good survival horror story. There's just nothing wrong with that movie. It looked great. I bought into it. Well, and then they come out and fucking talk about what a piece of shit it is. And I was like, well, it's almost like player hate.
Well, the thing about it, though, I mean, I read some reviews of it. I mean, the reviews that I read were not terribly negative. It's like really the worst criticism that I saw of it was that it was kind of like that it was too much like Alien or it was kind of like a ripoff or something. That was kind of the worst one that I saw of it. And I think the thing about it, too, I mean, I don't know. Why? Because I don't know if it was so much a critical thing as like people just didn't really want to go see it for whatever reason. I don't know if it was something to do with Kristen Stewart because she still has that stink of Twilight about her, even though she's been in a ton of other things since then. So I'm not really sure.
I thought she was great in the movie.
She was good. But like I said, she still has that. I mean, I guess maybe not so much nowadays. I just don't understand
why you have all these Hollywood directors and all these studios fucking selling all these female-centric movies with female leads and shit. And they'll talk about the ones that are kind of mediocre. They'll talk about how great they are. But then the real good ones, they'll say how shitty they are. Like, Alita had a female main character. They talked about, all they did is just talk shit about that movie. They hated that movie.
Well, like I said,
didn't make any sense.
Well, I don't, that's the thing. It's like, I don't read tons of reviews. I mean, unless we're going to review it then sometimes. But a lot of times, I don't like, Most of the worst reviews I read of it are just kind of like meh. They're not like shitting on it.
It's not the reviews that I'm talking about. I'm talking about people that are fucking in charge of studios and other directors and people that were, you know, what do you call them? Journalists in the fucking movie industry, you know, like Scott Mendelson and shit like that, fucking from newspapers. They're the ones that talk shit about those movies. And it just doesn't make any sense. They pick and choose. You know what I mean? What female movie they like. It's just crazy.
Well, and like I said, too, you can't really, I don't know. I don't know if there's any kind of like background, anything, because some people are just going to like some movies and not other ones. It's like sometimes I've seen movies that all the critics really, really liked and I saw it and I just thought it was mediocre and vice versa. Like sometimes there's like a movie that a lot of critics hated, then I saw it and I really liked it. Someone is asking, have we seen Dog Soldiers? Yes, we have. Yes, and actually, we did a review of it as well a while back.
It's pretty good.
That's easily one of the best werewolf movies. We should probably do Ginger Snaps one of these days because that's a really good werewolf movie as well. And I feel like they don't make a whole hell of a lot of werewolf movies. Mm-mm. But there's some that are good.
Yeah.
And even I think Ginger Snaps, even the I remember the sequel being pretty good too, although it's been a while since I've seen it. Yeah. Those two might, that might be on Shudder or Tubi. I know I've seen it somewhere the other day. But yeah, so this movie, I don't know, it's probably like available other places too, but it just went up on Shudder yesterday or the day before. Or Friday, whenever the hell it went up, because we just watched it the other day. This is their newest one, Shudder Original. I think it originally came out of festivals like last year, but I think as far as I know, this is like the first time that it's going VOD. So if you kind of like sort of low-key but quasi-Lovecraftian type of horror, or like environmental horror, a little bit of body horror, you would probably dig this.
Yeah, it wasn't expensive either. I think it was $5 to rent it.
No, we saw it on Shudder.
Oh, it was on Shudder. That's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's right. I was thinking of the other one.
That's what I just said. Yeah. Yeah, we saw it on Shudder. And like I said, tomorrow we'll probably do another live stream. Probably, I don't know, I'll probably do it about 3 o'clock to talk about Dark. So, and like I said, I'm going to spoil all of it. So if you guys want to talk about it, you know, with view to knowing what the end is, and if you have any theories, then get them ready, because I want to talk about that shit with you guys. Like, I'm gonna do like some deep dive in like later on today and like figure out some shit that I couldn't figure out. But yeah, so are you done?
Yeah, I'm
talking. All right,
I don't have anything more to say about it.
Yeah, because I mean, we did kind of do a long live stream last night, and I'm still kind of sleepy.
We'll see you guys tomorrow,
I gotta say. And I kind of want some more of that Indian food. We actually went and got takeout this afternoon. We hadn't got any for a long time. Yep, our Indian restaurant around here that we love is still open happily.
Yep.
You just have to go and pick up everything. All right. So we'll see you guys again tomorrow. And thanks for dropping by as usual.